Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Debbie Meyer back on the show. I know, settle down. I'm happy to. I'm excited to. Debbie is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. Over 10 years now she's been hanging out with us. She is the home problem solver. She is the green bag lady. She's the green box lady. And my most important invention of hers, my favorite, is the cake cutter. And it's also a pie cutter and a cobbler cutter, by the way, guys. And you see her on television all the time on the shopping networks, and she's known around the world, and she's one of the great inventors and entrepreneurs of our time, and she's our good friend. Debbie, welcome back.
Oh, delighted to be here. Happy New Year, Jeff.
Happy New Year to you. It's great to have you back. Hey, Debbie. So, Debbie, one of the things that we're learning is that two pieces of research have come to pass in the last year or two. The Kauffman Foundation reported about a year ago that millennials were not as entrepreneurial as their older generations were. But more recently, some new research is coming out that baby boomers are retiring from their lifelong jobs and starting new businesses. They're not retiring from work. They're retiring from a job, and they're starting new businesses. What do you think?
I think it's absolutely fantastic. It's something that I've been seeing for quite a while and something that people are talking about. And I get asked a lot of questions about it because I myself did not get into the entrepreneurial world until I was close to 40.
Wow.
So it's I always say it's the hardest fun I ever had.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's wonderful because people are recognizing that they have more to offer. And it can't be stunted by a required retirement age,
mm-hmm.
number one. And that optimism isn't just relegated to younger people. So with that optimism, with that youth, sometimes comes pure optimism that anything they do is going to be great. But I think as you get older, that optimism comes with the confidence that you have the skills, you have the knowledge, you have the experience, and you can approach it differently.
Well, you know, if you think about it, when we think about our grandparents' generation, or even our parents, most of the people in those generations, it would never have occurred to them to start a business so much. I mean, I'm talking about folks at a demographic level. I'm not talking about one or two people, but because we all know older people in those generations who started businesses. But Henry Ford didn't invent didn't perfect the assembly line until he was 55. So, but still, those generations were more likely to retire because, for one thing, they had a defined payment type of a pension, and they were more likely to retire and just kind of tinker around. You know, if they did any work, maybe take another job, but just, you know, go and get another job, a part time job or something to stay busy. But start a business, that's kind of a new thing for older people, isn't it?
It is. And like you were saying about even my parents' generation, when we think about they kind of waited for that retirement so that they could go relax.
Yeah, and a lot of them died. Too many of them died soon after that. Go ahead.
That's the truth. People found out that retirement kind of put their fire out.
Yeah.
And when people get other jobs, sometimes it wasn't just to get busy, but they realized they couldn't live on the retirement.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's one thing we've all learned, isn't it? That the one way to make your retirement last longer is to keep working.
Exactly. Well, you know, when there's a specific retirement age and you're looking at that age, you're kind of saying to yourself, does that mean the lights go off?
Right.
You know, am I no valuable?
Well, and you go from being very relevant as the elder statesman of the company you work in, where you know where all the bodies are buried, you've got the institutional memories. You go from being completely irrelevant one day to being irrelevant the next day, seemingly, right? Hold on to that thought. Hold on to that thought. We're going to come back after the message. These messages. And so, technology. How does technology play a role in this phenomenon, this demographic phenomenon we've been talking about? We'll do that with Debbie Meyer after the break. 20 Tales. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.